through 7.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. As we kick off hour number one of the Saturday edition of the show, we're here live as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, still to come here tonight. We've got a lot to do and 3 hours to do it. We've got George Bush calling for a gay marriage ban.
Is it an amendment? Is that what he's proposing?
I believe so. Also, the KKK weighs in on the immigration issue.
Well, you know, what the Ku Klux Klan has to say, very relevant stuff.
I mean, they
haven't been subjugated to the sidelines in American history, have they?
States around the country are starting to ban a new, it's not a new drug, it's a drug that's been around for a long time. It's a plant. We'll tell you which one and why, allegedly, they're banning it.
I always wonder about this whole plant drug thing. I mean, is a plant a drug?
I don't know. We'll explore that on the way here. Plus, the GOP up to some dirty tricks in Minnesota. We might be hearing from a gubernatorial candidate from that state, giving us the inside scoop on just the scummy things that the GOP's been up to there. And also on the way here, how far away are we, from a life without government? We can explore all of this and more. 800-259-9231, again, is the toll-free number. Let's start with this gay marriage ban thing, though, Mark.
Okay.
Let's see. According to the BBC, George Bush has proposed an amendment to the Constitution to ban same-sex marriages. Mr. Bush used his weekly radio address to deliver a plea for the U.S. Senate to formally define marriage as the union of man and woman. He said the measure was needed because so-called activist courts left no alternative. An amendment stands little chance of being passed, but analysts say Republicans see the issue as a vote winner in November's midterm polls.
I'd say that that's probably true. A lot of people in the Republican Party voted sort of on this family values ticket, and they haven't seen a lot delivered to them on that family values ticket.
Well, I remember in the 2004 election, as I recall, George Bush was sort of once again talking about the gay marriage issue. But it came out, I guess, in the press somehow that there was a secret conversation that he'd been taped having where I don't know if it was in 2004 or earlier than that, where he basically said, I'm not really going to do anything about this. He basically said, I'm just talking about it to get votes. I'm not really going to do anything.
Well, that doesn't mean that's not going to happen. I mean, if the Republicans feel like they've got to do this in order to hold the seats that they have in 2006, I think they will.
But they can't. I mean, could they possibly get away with passing an amendment to the Constitution? I mean, what are the requirements for that? Isn't it three-fourths?
Three-fourths of the state and supermajorities in both the House and the Senate.
Right.
Supermajority being 66%. And
they don't have a supermajority.
They don't have a supermajority, and I would hope that not every Republican would vote for them. I mean, I would hope there's Republicans out there that say to themselves, you know, when Jefferson wrote Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, that he probably meant Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Not life, liberty,
only
and
if you're straight.
Right. You know, I'm not saying that the founding fathers would have even imagined gay marriage as a possibility, because I don't think that they did. But at the same time,
I would also like to add, I don't think the founding fathers would have imagined the state being involved in marriage at all, because at that time, it wasn't.
It was well over 100 years away, or close to 100 years away at that point.
Right. It happened after the Civil War.
Right.
In order to prevent black folk from marrying white folk. It was the reason why we have marriage licenses is racism.
It is. It's exclusionary. That's the whole idea. You know, the state is involved in exclusionary stuff, and they're trying to exclude people. Now, instead of excluding black people and white people from marrying and being happy, it's gay people. So,
not too cool.
No.
I am not a fan of this. Mr. Bush said, quote, "Ages of experience have taught us that the commitment of a husband and wife to love and serve one another promotes the welfare of children and the stability of society." Have you met any gay people, George Bush? I mean, have you ever met a gay couple with a child? Do you believe that because they're gay, they can't promote the welfare of their child? Is it unstable to society for gay people to be able to marry one another? What is it that destabilizes when two gay people that love one another get together and go through a little ceremony and trade rings or whatever they do? How does that make society unstable? Can somebody explain that to me? 1-800-259-9231. I know there are people out there that feel really strongly about this issue, and I want to give you the chance to explain how it is that gay marriage threatens the very fabric of society. 1-800-259-9231. Because it seems to me that two gay people getting married has absolutely no effect whatsoever on my life.
Well, it doesn't really have any effect. I suppose that it's the one thing you could say is that the government condones it. But I don't think the government should be condoning any of this stuff. I don't think the government should be involved.
Well, that's the true answer, of course, is to get rid of government marriage licenses altogether. Government has no business in defining what marriage is.
When I went and got my marriage license, they asked me what race I was. I said, I don't have a race. Thanks. I mean, what do they need to know that crap for?
Just nosiness.
The lady's like, well, we have to fill in this blank. And you know that's how it is for her, right? Yep. She gets paid her, I don't know, her state salary and she's got to fill in that blank.
Right.
So we ended
Otherwise, she's not doing her job.
We ended up compromising, and I ended up, my race was business.
Really?
Yes.
They had a race for business.
I don't know. I think that there was probably more than one person who refused to answer this, so they came up with an alternate answer.
Got it. Going on here, judges have recently rejected laws on traditional marriages in states such as Washington, California, and New York. Mr. Bush said, quote, an amendment to the Constitution is necessary. There's that word again.
Mm-hmm.
Necessary. Government loves that word because activist courts have left our nation with no other choice.
Well, they see, now here, there is another choice. There's the choice of letting gay people get married. Or there's the choice of these civil unions. Many states have decided to go that direction, too.
Are they threatening our culture, too? I mean, we've talked before to the anti-immigration crowd, and again, we're going to talk about what the KKK thinks about all this coming up here. And one of their big points is, well, our culture's being ruined. Are the gay people ruining culture as well? What is your culture? How is it that this threatens you as a man, as a straight person? How is it that you're threatened by gay people getting married? Really, I want to know. 1-800-259-9231.
And are you not threatened by them living together and doing their thing in their own homes currently? Because they are.
Oh, yes. Well, let's go to the phones. Laura is on the line. Ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Laura, listening in Indianapolis. Hello.
That's right. Hey. My comment is that, first of all, I think that, well, there's a couple things I wanted to say, is that people are so upset about gay people, but the marriage thing is really about people's fear of the unknown as opposed to what it has to do with the sanctity of marriage. I think if it had anything to do with the sanctity of marriage, people would be on board to make adultery a felony. it's talking out of one side of your mouth.
Hmm.
And they're not, I just think it's just a way of saying I hate gay people and they frighten me. And
you think that's all it is? You think that's really all it is just abject hatred for homosexuals?
I think
just,
for a lot of people it is. I think that,
or not understanding,
really,
maybe just misunderstanding and fear.
Old Testament and say, well, God said this and that, but then there's a whole lot of stuff in the Old Testament that we just sort of leave by the wayside.
Right,
where you can be stoned to death on a street corner for all sorts of stuff, but
sure.
We're not really interested in that.
Many Christians just ignore Leviticus 19 and what it has to do with tattoos and beard growing. And
interesting, yeah.
So yeah, you know, all this stuff.
What does it say? You can't have a beard?
I have nothing
you can't round the corners of your beard or something.
Yeah, I mean, I have nothing against anybody who wants their life to be informed by, you know, a spiritual doctrine. I support that 100%, but you know, really own it then.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to say is that history has shown us we, for a long time in our country, we really frowned on interracial marriage, and we thought that was just going to be the end of society if black people could marry white people. And that's been happening, and we don't really seem to be, well, you know, maybe it's arguable, but, you know, whether or not our society is in trouble. It's certainly not the fault of
two individuals getting together to show how they love one another. Laura, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. More on the way. I want to hear from somebody that believes that gay marriage is threatening the fabric of society. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, returning from a technically difficult break there. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Apologies to the affiliates there. 1-800-259-9231. The question on the table still stands, and I'm shocked that nobody has stepped up to answer it. Because I want to know, and with George Bush here calling for a constitutional amendment, essentially banning same-sex marriages, or as he puts it, defining same-sex marriage, or defining marriage rather, as a commitment of a husband and wife to love and serve one another, promotes the welfare of children and stability of society. What I want to know from somebody is how it is that gay people getting married destroys the stability of society. Because that's the suggestion there with that
right,
quote.
That's
from
the inference.
Him. How is it that it destroys society? 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Carrie in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello. Actually, my name is Scott.
Oh, sorry about that, Scott.
I am in Indianapolis.
Well, hi there.
Hello. I don't know that anyone thinks that gay marriage is going to destroy the fabric of society, but I do get an endless degree of amusement out of a certain mindset that is supposedly open-minded, who then has an instant label for everyone who disagrees with them. It isn't necessarily homophobia. It is simply a moral aversion to homosexuality. That isn't a phobia. It has nothing to do with phobias. It is simply a moral distinction.
Okay.
Now, do you,
just like it is not anti-immigration. It's anti-illegal.
Okay,
immigration.
Just a second. Let's talk about this moral inference thing. I think, personally, that people shouldn't vote their morals, that they should vote certain principles, principles like freedom and liberty. Now, let's imagine for a second that you don't live in, say, this sort of right-wing Christian America, but instead you live in an Amish America, where the Amish people find it morally reprehensible to drive cars and have electricity. Do you feel that you might be in some way, I don't know, downtrodden, subjugated by these religious fanatics?
Well, sure, that's not where we are, though, and that has nothing to do with
I think
where
the
we
gay
are.
People's the gay people might feel that way. Like,
I don't think so.
You don't?
Then, because this is, and, you know, try as you might, you can't change the past. This is a Judeo-Christian society. It was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs. Our Constitution is based on Judeo-Christian beliefs.
Actually, the Constitution...
What portion of the Constitution is Judeo-Christian?
I'm sorry, you're right.
What portion of the Constitution is Judeo...
All of our laws are based on... Where do you think our laws come from?
Common law?
Have one writing of any of the founding fathers of 500 words or more that does not include a reference to God.
Well, I might like to point out that this is a controversy that can go on forever, because people on both sides of this, whether or not this debate of whether or not we're a Judeo-Christian society, can pull out evidence. For instance, there's evidence out there that shows that a lot of the founding fathers were posing as though they were Christians in order to essentially get votes. A lot of them consider themselves deists, not Christians. There is definitely, I think it's questionable at best as to whether or not we're Judeo Christian, and either way that doesn't matter, because this is a country that was founded on the idea of religious freedom. Those people that came here to escape a society where in Great Britain, for instance, they had an official church. They had a state official church, and they came here to get away from that.
There is a vast difference between an official religion and barring religion from society.
Nobody has suggested barring religion.
Oh, everybody does. But
what?
Again, give me one instance of any of our founding fathers of a speech of 500 words or more that they do not reference God. One instance.
Well, I don't have them at my fingertips here, my friend, so I can't answer your question. But in regards to your allegation about whether or not this is a moral society, the government has no business getting involved in people's private lives. So would you agree that we should get government out of marriage entirely? That way this isn't even an issue anymore?
Absolutely. Then, I don't have a problem with. I don't think you can legislate morality, per se. But I do get endlessly tired of the left tagging anyone who does not agree with them, and that's exactly how they sway opinion, by tagging you with a tag that all of a sudden now no one wants, so now people supposedly agree with them because they don't want to be tagged as a homophobe or
racist
because they disagree with illegal immigration.
Scott, I'm glad you agree that that we should get the government out of marriage, because that is the answer. They have no business telling people that they can or cannot get married to one another, and they should not be involved. They should not be granting benefits, and they should not be punishing anybody. It is none of their business. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Let's try, this time I think it's actually Terry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Let's try Terry in Indianapolis. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Terry.
Terry.
What's on your mind?
Okay. there's some issues you guys have brought up in the past that initially I disagreed with, and then I began to see your point, such as drugs, that selling drugs legally, and I thought you brought up a very good point. So this gay marriage, though, I do believe you have to put a cap on somewhere. You have to put a cap on it. Now, I have nothing against gays whatsoever. I do feel marriage is between a man and a woman, mm-hmm. and that should remain sacred. If we don't cap some things in life, what's going to happen is an adult who's 30 years old raping children's going to say, well, it's a free country. I should be able to rape my 12-year-old cousin.
Rape is not something that you can do freely. Rape is an act that involves the non-consent of another individual.
Exactly.
You're harming someone else. Whenever there's harm involved,
raping. Let's say that a 15-year-old girl gives her consent, okay, but in the court of law, she has to be, 18, I guess. I mean, you've got to stop somewhere in life.
I understand what you're saying. Would you agree?
There is terminology like consenting adults. I mean, people sort of understand what a consenting adult is.
Well, nonetheless, there are also states around the country that allow people to get married at ages under 18 with parental consent as well. I mean, we've seen a case where I think a 14-year-old married a 20-something-year-old in, I don't know if it was Kansas or wherever it was, but there are certainly laws on the books like that. Regardless of what different laws there are around the country, would you agree that the cap should very simply be government shouldn't be involved at all in anybody's marriage, or should government actually approve marriages? What do you think?
I do not think, I guess what I'm trying to say, I think marriage should be kept at male-female level, period. I think of it, even though I'm divorced, so
wait a minute. So even if there's a gay church out there, you think that mm-hmm. they... You think that they shouldn't be allowed to marry people? I want to explore this more.
No,
coming back. This is Free Talk
Live.
I
really don't.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dye.
Hello, it's Free Talk Live. Serious technical difficulties tonight. Once again, apologies to the affiliates. 800-259-9231. I know the engineers are working hard to get these problems ironed out. 1-800-259-9231. So we're talking to Terry in Indianapolis about gay marriage. And by the way, you can visit us online at freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of great stuff, including the bulletin board system. Over 100,000 posts are there for you to surf around through. In fact, over about 1,200 people are interacting. There's a lot of topics. I mean, you'll find gay marriage discussed there. You'll find all kinds of issues and even fun stuff all there at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Terry, are you back with us?
Yes, okay. I'm here.
Now, before we went away to that messed up break, you had essentially said that you believe that there should be a cap set, and I said, well, why don't we just set that cap to where government doesn't get involved in anybody's marriage at all? And you said, no, that's not good enough, as I understand it, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. You said that's not good enough. You want to make sure that we define what marriage is. Is that correct?
Well, yes and no. I think that's my point. Keep it. To me, it's a sacred thing, and it should be kept that way.
Does that mean that you want a law to be passed to define what marriage is?
Well, I think it's already defined that it's a unity between a man and a woman.
So Terry, now in your fantasy world here, if you had that definition, and for instance, two gay people wanted to go to a church and the church voluntarily allowed them to have a marriage ceremony in their church, mm-hmm. The church was okay with it, and the gay people came in, they got married. Would that mm-hmm. Outrage you? Would you demand that they be fined or thrown in jail or something?
Oh, absolutely not. If that's what they choose to do. I'm saying I personally, on a personal level, think that just some things need to be kept sacred. I just believe that marriage is a sacred unity. I think people throw it around too much anymore.
Right, I think that's okay.
You don't go to court to get divorced anymore, you know?
Terry, I mean, think it's okay that you think it should be sacred. That's fine, and I respect that. In fact, there's probably a lot of traditions that you find sacred that you and I might not personally agree on, but as long as you're not willing to enforce your definition of what is and what is not sacred on others, we've got no disagreement. As long as you can just simply look at them and say, no, I disagree with that. I think it's sacred, and I disagree, but that's all you do? That's fine. But there are other people that want laws passed. There are other people that want enforcement. There are people that want to deny these people the ability to live their lives how they want, and that's where I find a problem.
No, hey, if majority rules and they pass a law, so be it. They say they pass a law saying it's okay to get married. Well, then, hey, you know, it is just my opinion.
Now, you see, majority should never rule because democracy stinks. See, democracy is a code word out there, and everybody thinks it's the greatest thing in the world, but in fact, democracy is really just two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. So whether or not the majority says gay marriage is okay, or the majority says gay marriage is bad and should be outlawed, the majority should not be looked to as the arbiter of what is right and wrong.
Well,
each individual should be making decisions on their own so long as they don't harm anyone else. That
good
should
point.
Be the deciding point.
That's
Terry, any final
point.
Thoughts for us?
Nope, that was it.
Really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for listening. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Let's go to, I believe, Sue Jeffers in Minnesota. Sue, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. You there?
Hi, Sue. We are here. You are the libertarian candidate for governor in the state of Minnesota. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I was looking at hammeroftruth.com the other day, and I noticed that apparently not only are you the Libertarian candidate, but you are also trying for a Republican nomination as the candidate for governor. And
well, it's kind of a complicated story. I've actually been a lifelong Republican and worked behind the scenes. You know, I was the envelope stuffer and the election judge and the door sure. knocker for different candidates. But I've never been a political candidate. And
were you always? I'm sorry, Sue. Were you always a Republican up there in the area of Minnesota where you're at?
Right. Remember,
so it's not like
Minnesota,
you're just some. It's not like you're some stranger that threw the hat into the race, basically.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
They clearly knew who I was, and it's kind of funny because all along people would tell me, you know, Sue, you're really a libertarian, and I'd be like, oh no, no, I don't know anything about the libertarians. I'm a Republican. I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started paying attention to what was going on in my city and county and state and the city that my business is in,
mm-hmm.
and it again, the city came in and they were trying to legislate behavior and morality and what's acceptable, and it just made me so angry that I started getting more and more involved, and I did approach the Republicans about challenging Tim Pawlenty for the gubernatorial.
Is he the incumbent?
He's the incumbent, our very mediocre incumbent. And the party thought I was good enough to run for House or for Senate or for City Council or even one of our congressional seats.
But not good enough for governor,
but
huh?
Not good enough for governor.
What did they do to you to keep you out of this race? Because the primaries are what's happening soon, right?
Primaries are happening in September. Yes, they are.
And they did everything they could to keep you out. What did they do to you, Sue?
We had, oh my gosh, they have not welcomed me with open arms, let's say. And their convention was this past weekend. And maybe a month ago, I kept warning everyone, the legislature's still in session. Hang on to your wallets. They're not done spending our money yet. And Tim Pawlenty had been elected on the promise not to build a new twin stadium without a voter referendum.
Mm-hmm.
And he not only encouraged them to pass it, but then signed it into law. And it was like the tipping point for me.
Ah, said, corporate welfare.
Exactly. Exactly. There's even a quote by Tim Pawlenty saying, we're never going to build stadiums for billionaire business owners, for millionaire players to play baseball in. And then he gets up there in his Twins shirt and signs the bill. And people are furious. And this tax is on just one county, which happens to be the county that my business is located in. But people are furious.
So Sue, at this Republican convention, it's a state convention, I presumed, where mm-hmm. One of the activities going on was they were nominating their candidates for governor. Is that right? And so
correct.
This was your chance, essentially, to get into the primary with Mr. Pawlenty?
Well, I had a chance before then when they did their congressional endorsement conventions, and I had talked to the district convention chairs and had been invited to four of them, and the party chair called them up and said, uninvite her. She is
wow.
not allowed to attend, and she will not be allowed to speak at them.
Is there anybody who is going to be allowed to oppose this guy in the primaries, or is
no.
he just going to kind of waltz right through?
Nope. There, it was clear. No one from before I did this, I met with the Republican Party chair, and I said, is anyone going to challenge him from within the party? And he said, no. And I said, then I want to do it. And he said, no.
So what happened at the convention?
Well, back to the district conventions, my campaign manager went to one of them, and when he tried to check in, they said, you're absolutely not allowed here. Sue Jeffers is not allowed, you're not allowed, and none of your staff is allowed.
You weren't even allowed to attend the convention?
No. This was the district conventions now. So this which, by the way, I might add, was the 6th district convention, where one of the big fights was the gay marriage amendment.
Wow.
So they had 4 candidates for that one. And he was escorted from the property by the sheriff.
Okay, so I want to hear the rest of the story here, because the big convention just happened. You once again attempted to throw your hat into the ring. I mean, isn't the Republican Party the so-called party that supports, you know, competition and the marketplace and that sort of thing? Well, why don't they allow a little bit of competition within their own party?
Exactly.
Seems pretty sick. 800-259, hang on, Sue Jeffers, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. And I know the Democrats play these games, too. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. Whatever's on your mind goes. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Mark, what is that all about?
Well, it's a picture of all the ladies who have sent in photos. Yes. Excuse me, it's a page of all the ladies who have sent in photos, talking about, Free Talk Live. The hosts, they have signs that indicate that they've.
It's called validation. The women in the pictures are proving that they listen to the show, and we really appreciate the ladies that listen to the Free Talk Live. So we show them off via the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you at freetalklive.com. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Let's return to the phones here, Mark. The phones are blowing up, by the way. We will get to all of your calls. Just be patient. Sue Jeffers from Minnesota is on the line. She's the Libertarian candidate for governor there. And Sue, you attempted to run as a Republican candidate for governor, I think sort of like a dual party sort of an idea, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And basically, you have an incumbent governor there, Tim Pawlenty.
Pawlenty.
And he's
Pawlenty
a kind of
taxes and
and fee increases.
He's a big government Republican. He's passed all kinds of corporate welfare stuff. And so basically your idea was you're a small government person. You wanted to get in there and, you know, bring some ideas, some small government ideas back into the race. You know, the way the Republican Party used to be, with where they used to talk a good game about small government.
Right. Lower taxes, less spending, and limited government. Where did those ideals and principles go?
Well, they're long gone now. In fact, they're so long gone that they prevented you from even coming to a district convention. You wanted to come there and throw your hat into the ring for the primary, the Republican primary, and they said, sorry, Sue, you can't come to our convention. Then the state convention.
Well, now I have to say, there's one district convention that bucked the party, and they said, Sue, we want you to come. And after I was invited, the chair called me back, and he said, no, no, there was a mix-up. You really can't come.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, then the deputy chair called and said, he's running for office. He's not going to be the chair at the convention. I am, and you're invited.
Wow.
So I went out there, and they had brought in one-third of the people for that district convention were guests. They had been brought in specifically to be against me. And these guys were rule experts. And
who is making these moves? I mean, who's pulling the strings, and why are they so eager to keep you out?
I think they're afraid. They know that Tim Pawlenty's done a mediocre job in Minnesota. Our taxes and fees are still enormously high, and they spend way, way too much money on things that government shouldn't be responsible for.
You're giving me perfect examples as to why the Republican Party is pretty much hopeless at this point. And I give best wishes to the Republican Liberty Caucus, but this is what they're up against. They're up against an established...
They've been so wonderful. And they're with me. They want to do some house cleaning within the party.
They're up against the established in power crew that is not going to let go, no matter what they're going to stand to the very bitter end, and they're going to bring the party to its knees. And so let's get to the final story here, Sue. What happened at the state convention?
You're missing the part. When I got up there to speak at this district convention, the treasurer, who's kind of like the tough guy for the party, he booed me.
Oh my.
He booed me. And I just kind of, nobody's ever booed me before, and obviously I'm not a career politician, so I'm not used to it, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And my campaign manager, he said, really, you only stood there for a second or two. And some of the delegates said, sit down and behave yourself. We don't do that at our conventions.
About small government?
They don't boo people.
Oh, I see.
They encourage debate, and my goal was to open the debate about the candidates we support, and we can no longer tolerate mediocre candidates.
So you got to wrap this up.
Okay.
What happened at the state convention, big one?
They never returned any of our phone calls. They refused to let us have a table at the, you know, so that we could have our signs and buttons and literature out there.
Were you going to pay for the table?
Yep. And they were going to give it to us until they found out who we were. And it was, they lost my credentials. It was any number of silly things. But the meeting with the they did grant me a meeting with the nominating committee, to which they just grilled me. And of course, some were legitimate questions. You know, do you have any skeletons in your closet? And how much money do you have? And all of that kind of stuff. But then they started nitpicking me about the party platform and about the libertarians. And I said, you know, the Republican Party platform, you should go over this with all your Republican candidates. That way we can make sure we get the ones in office who support smaller government.
Well, Sue Jeffers, you're still running as a libertarian candidate. And do you have a website for our listeners?
I do, www.suejeffers.org.
You know, best of luck, Sue. And if anything else interesting, exciting happens, definitely get in touch with Free Talk Live. And
I'm going to keep kicking him in the shins. Don't worry.
Very cool. And maybe we'll keep our fingers crossed. Maybe you'll be allowed into a debate or something like that when the actual election season comes closer, and you might actually get a chance to debate this guy.
I'm working on it.
All right, Sue, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We really appreciate hearing from you. Mark, you were awfully quiet during all that. As a former Republican, I mean, how do you feel about this this inside politics crap?
I can see why one party would want to try to keep somebody who's running on a dual ticket. I can see why they would feel a little infringed upon there. But at the same time, she wouldn't be...
But no one else was even competing with this guy. He's gonna waltz right through the primary.
Well, they have him. That's their candidate. I mean, I can see why that's...
But no, it's not their candidate. He's one candidate running in a primary. And other candidates are... The point of a primary is to pick the candidate. That's the point of a primary.
Looks like they already did.
Not to leave people out. not to exclude other ideas and exclude debate. How disgusting. You Republicans in Minnesota should be ashamed of yourself. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. We got lots of calls. We're getting to them. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing on the show, well, shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer.
And they've got everything.
Almost everything. I mean, really, over 30 categories. Different. If it's like having a department store at your fingertips, basically. And if you enter through our site, then a percentage of your sale goes to Free Talk Live. So instead of it going to Amazon, it comes to us. Amazon.freetalklive.com is how you go there. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. You get your shopping done, get it delivered to your door, and help the show. Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Ladies first, to Rhea in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rhea.
Hi there.
Hi.
The reason why I was calling in was in regards to the gay marriage ban.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say I do support it. Or actually, I don't support the ban. I actually support the fact that government shouldn't be involved in marriage.
Excellent. Any marriages.
Exactly. You know, they have no right to tell anyone who they can and cannot love or who they can spend the rest of their life with.
I consider it, personally, I would consider it an insult. If I was somebody that wanted to get married, I would consider it an absolute insult that the government was demanding that I come to them and beg them, essentially, for permission by giving them $90 or $100 or whatever these licenses cost.
Well, it is an insult. I mean, the whole point of marriage is it's a demonstration of, you know, a lifetime commitment to somebody, you know, whether they're the same sex or, you know, of opposite sexes. It has nothing to do with the government. I think the only time, you know, there would be an issue for the government is whenever it came to divorce, because unfortunately people don't divorce nicely anymore.
Well, now, when it comes to divorce, I mean, if you're getting married and government's not involved in marriages anymore in this fantasy land of ours, which
right.
is what America was a couple hundred years ago,
right.
if you're getting married and you want to have a contract with that other individual as far as, you know, how things are to be split up and whatever it is you want to contract with, then it's just contract resolution. And there's contract resolution that goes on outside of government. For instance, if you look at, for instance, a cell phone contract or your cable modem contract, it'll usually say in there that any disputes that arise from this contract will be resolved by, for instance, the American Arbitration Association.
Right.
So actually,
right.
in a world where government wasn't involved in marriage, government wouldn't necessarily have to be involved in divorce. That could be done by arbitrators privately.
It can be done by arbitrators, but then you have the issue of actually enforcing it. I mean, it comes down to, you know, some people won't leave their homes or custody issues. I mean, you're still going to have that, you know, interplaying, and people don't exactly always follow by the rules. So.
Well, understood. Although, you know, if you've got a signed contract, then you've got an agreement, and if they break their word, then their, you know, their credit and their word would be ruined, essentially. So, Rhea,
right.
any other thoughts for us?
No, I think that was about it.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate Thanks. Hearing from you. Let's go to, I think it's Elik in Indianapolis, Alec. Listening on WXNT.
No.
What's your name?
You got Todd in Gainesville. Listen
wow,
to you on the internet.
We're way off. Well, hey, Todd, what's on your mind?
Yeah, not much. I'm just tying right into what this lady was saying, what you guys have been saying. You know, I'm with you on the government should really be enforcing contracts. In other words, it's the last place where you can go to get it something actually enforced. So if you get married under Catholic rules, you got to get divorced under Catholic rules.
Mm.
If you get married under, you know, or you can go to the Justice of the Peace and say, we are affirming this contract between us for, you know, the rest of our lives, blah, 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 blah.
Right,
however,
if you want to have a contract.
I think that you guys fail to make a distinction between, you know, morals and the law. And that, you know, without the law, there is no moral.
Whoa, hold on. I want to explore that. Hold on, Todd. We're going to hold you over to hour number two. Coming up, this is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. Without the law, there's no morals? Is that what he said?
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.